We would love it if everybody became a member of Club Twit at twit.tv/clubtwit. So on occasion, we release free episodes of Hands on Mac to show you exactly what you'll get if you join the club. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to see you in the club. Coming up on Hands on Mac, it's time to take a look at some keyboard shortcuts for text selection on macOS. Stay tuned.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
This show is brought to you by members like you. Thanks. Welcome back to Hands on Mac. I am Micah Sargent, and today we are going to take a look at keyboard shortcuts for text selection, because just recently on Ask the Tech Guys, I was joined by my co-host Ant Pruitt for an episode. And in the episode, Ant was talking about how he's made the switch from Windows to macOS and was talking about some of the sort of muscle memory keyboard shortcuts that he had and how he's having to kind of relearn those on the Mac. And it made me realize that I use a lot of keyboard shortcuts on the Mac for text selection and text editing, and they're just second nature for me. But for many people, they may not be aware of them, or they may be aware of some of them, and it can just make all the difference when it comes to trying to select text and move around a document. Because, of course, the reason for keyboard shortcuts are that they keep you from having to move your hands away from the keyboard to having to move them to the mouse. And that is why we have so many different options for making keyboard shortcuts and text selections using the keyboard. The idea is that every time you move your hands away from that home row, especially if, like me, you are trained in using and typing via touch. And so if you have that, then every time you move your hands away, you're actually losing time because you're having to move your hands to the mouse, move it where you want to, and then reorienting on the keyboard. So let's talk about some of the things that you can do by heading over to macOS and taking a look at a text edit document. So here we are on macOS, and you can see I've got a text edit document open. Any document or any kind of text field is going to support many, if not all, of the keyboard shortcuts we're going to be talking about today. There are some keyboard shortcuts that are specific to certain kinds of text documents, so you may not have access to all of them, but simply trying to use one of them is a very easy way to go about doing that. So let's talk about what we can do just using the keyboard to actually make text selections or move our cursor to different parts of the screen. So the first thing I'm going to do is click somewhere in the document just to kind of get that cursor out of the beginning of the document. And the first set of commands, and many of these are going to use the arrow keys, but the first set of commands will involve holding down the command key. If I hold down the command key and then I press the up arrow, that takes the insertion point in the cursor and moves it to the beginning of the document. So you can probably imagine that holding down command and pressing the down key is going to take you all the way to the end of the document. Now I'm going to move back to the front of the document and I'm going to click somewhere. Let's go with the second paragraph. If I hold down command and I press the left arrow, it moves it to the beginning of the current line. If I press command and hit the right arrow, that of course moves it to the end of the current line. And that is any line. So if I just use the arrow key to move up and I hit command and I press the right key, that moves it to the end of the line because there's no other text or space on this line. It's going to stay where it is. If I hold down command and press the left, it's not going to move either because there's nothing there. But if I were to click somewhere else, command left takes me to the beginning of the line. Command right takes me to the end of the line. Now, you may not want to move by line. Perhaps there's a word within a specific paragraph that you want to get to. This is lorem ipsum, which is a sort of made up set of words based in Latin that makes it look as if it is text that you can read, and there's a long history of why lorem ipsum is used. But the point here is that along this sort of set of words, I want to get to the word est, which means and. That means is. Est et, and is et. Okay. Anyway, point is, I want to get to est. So I will not hold down command, but instead hold down option. Option right arrow is going to move the cursor to the beginning, or to the end rather, of the next word in the line. So I was able to get to est by holding down option and then moving to the right. If I want to move to the beginning of est, I'll hold down option and hit the left arrow key. And then if I want to move again back to the beginning of the line, all I do is hold down command and move back to the front. So very simple to do to get to a specific part of the document. So once again, I will, and you'll notice that I just did option and I hit the down arrow key. And if I hold down option and hit the up arrow key, it moves to the beginning of the paragraph. So option left arrow is beginning of the previous word. Option right arrow is end of the next word. Now, a lot of times I don't do this movement so much. I may type a sentence. Let's go. The yellow cat ran over the purple dog and walked quickly to the garden. And you'll notice that I misspelled dog. So I will hold down option and quickly move back to that word. And then I can change it and then hold down command, move to the end of the line and start up my sentence. You'll see how quickly that happened versus having to click around and drag around to make that happen. It's just much cleaner, much easier to do. But what we want to do a lot of the time is perhaps we have a sentence or a paragraph that we're wanting to take and copy somewhere else. So the way that you go about doing this is by holding down the shift key while you use those other tools. So you'll remember that command up arrow moves the insertion point to the beginning of the document and command down arrow moves it to the end of the document. If you hold down shift before you press those keys, so shift, and then I press command and down arrow, it's going to select the whole document to the end. If I were to, from this spot, hold down shift, hold down command, and then press the up arrow, it selects it to the beginning of the document. And so that is a very quick way to select and then copy and paste, if you want to, the text that you're on. Now, that up and down arrow key, probably not going to be something that you do, but what I often end up doing is holding down shift, holding down command, pressing right arrow, because that takes me to the end of the line. That gives me the ability to select that text from et all the way down to expedita. So shift command, right arrow. And the same thing would apply if I needed to quickly select this sentence and then command X to cut it. Delete that line, move down, and paste it there, for example. And if I hold down shift command and do the left arrow, then I can select that whole sentence. So that selects the text between the insertion point and the beginning of the current line. The right arrow selects the text between the insertion point and the end of the current line. Now, if you say, so let's go back to this line, and you'll notice that I did shift command and I hit that right arrow. And unfortunately, it only selects that one line, right? That's what we would expect from that down arrow. If I then let go of command, but keep shift held and then hit the down arrow, that will select that paragraph, the rest of that paragraph. So that if you're wondering, okay, well, what if I want to get a whole paragraph? Because normally if I do shift command, I do right arrow. And then if I do shift command and I do down arrow, thinking that it'll just select that paragraph. No, remember that shift command down arrow selects the entire rest of the document. So a quick shift and then even just doing shift and down one more time is going to extend the text selection to the nearest character at the same horizontal location on the line below. I know that's a kind of a confusing thing, but essentially what's happening is I am saying I want you to select everything from et to the, it's actually technically selecting to this point here, right before distinctio. So it is selecting from the line before et all the way down to distinctio. And if I actually moved this so that it doesn't wrap, then of course it will select to minima, but it will include that space right before veniam. Now, if I do then shift down arrow again, now it is selecting down to the next horizontal space and will grab the rest of this this sentence. So then you get the whole paragraph. So when you hold down command, it's going to, in the case of the up and down arrows, go to the beginning and end of the document, whereas using the left and right arrows takes you to the beginning and ending of the lines. Now, if you are looking for a more kind of drilled in approach, again, keep in mind that all of these shortcuts that I've shown you already are the sort of simple forms, but you can modify those simple forms using a specific modifier like shift. So right arrow, of course, moves to the next character. But if I hold down shift, then it selects the next character. So shift and left arrow, shift and right arrow is going to extend the text selection one character to the left and to the right. Now, what about if I hold down option and shift? This is where things can get even more kind of incredible, because if I am, let's say, on this line right here and after the word rerum, if I hold down option, shift, and up arrow, that will extend the text selection to the beginning of the current paragraph. And then if you do it again, it extends it to the beginning of the following paragraph that is behind it, and then once again to the start of the line. So this is actually a very common shortcut that I use. Option, shift, and then down arrow is going to select that paragraph, and then the next paragraph down, and keep going. And then I've got these three paragraphs that I want. So that's option, shift, up, and option, shift, down. Now, we've been moving by character, and you know that option and then pressing right arrow takes you to the beginning and the ending of a word. So as you might imagine, holding down shift along with that option is going to select a specific word. And this is probably the most common keyboard shortcut that I use when I am editing text, because I just want to highlight a few words. I want to get to the end of the sentence, something like that. And so holding down that shift key while I hold down that option key, which remember, option is the way to move by word, then that is the way to actually make those selections. So option shift up is going to extend the text selection to the beginning of the current paragraph. Option shift down will extend the selection to the end of the current paragraph. Left is word, and the next word, and next word, and next word, and or rather behind. Left is to the previous word, previous word, previous word. Right is, of course, next word, next word, next word. Now, I want to mention some other quick shortcuts here that have to do with moving the cursor specifically and not so much about text selection or even word-based selection. I mentioned that command and up arrow will take you to the beginning of the line, of the document. You can also hold down control and press A, and that will move to the beginning of the current line. So I could be somewhere in this specific sentence. Voluptatum deleniti. And then I can hit Control A, and that will move me to the beginning of this line. Control E, this one's easier to remember because it's end, will move you to the end of the current line or the current paragraph. And because I don't have any sort of soft returns in this specific paragraph, it's all kind of one line that's just being wrapped. That's why it moved me to the end of the entire paragraph and not just to the end of that current line. So A takes me to control, A takes me to the start, control E takes me to the end. And then these next few are going to be less important because you've got the arrow keys to do this already. I know that if I hit the right arrow key, that moves me to the right one character. And if I hit the left arrow key, that moves me to the left one character. You can also use control F to move to the right one character. So you can hit that over and over again. Or control B which moves me back one character. So that's Control B for backward, Control F for forward. Again, not incredibly important because you do have those keyboard shortcuts that you can do. But if you think more in terms of letters, then maybe this is the way that you want to do it. If I do Control P, that will move me up a line. And if I do Control N, that will move me down a line. So depending on where I have my cursor, you'll see that it just pops me to that next line. P again moves back up. Those ones don't really have a mnemonic device as much. So again, kind of harder to think about. And then there are two final shortcuts that I want to talk about today that I think are kind of interesting. And I have not had the opportunity to make much use of these, but I could see them being rather useful. Perhaps you are at the end of a sentence and you realize that you want to kind of make this the end of the line. If I hold down Control and use the O key, it will create a new line after the insertion point. So wherever I've put the insertion point, which in this case was after voluptatem, then that will create a new line there and keep, most importantly, the cursor right where it is. So then I could type a new line of text, or rather a new sentence here, and the new line is still in place. The cursor, however, did not move to the new line. It remained where I placed it originally. So that's Control O, which I like to think of as creating an opening. So Control O or open creates an opening of an insertion of a new line after that insertion point. And then last but not least is a kind of fun option. You'll remember earlier when I typed the yellow cat ran over the purple dog and walked quickly to the garden. I can move back to dog, and then I know that I messed up these two letters of doing DGO instead of DOG. I can hit Control T, and that will swap the character behind the insertion point with the character in front of the insertion point. So you essentially put your cursor between the two characters that you mixed up, and you hit Control T, and that will swap them. Kind of hard again to create a mnemonic for that, but Control T will swap between two characters if you do kind of a quick typo. So between, you know, holding down Option or Command to get to the beginning or the end of the line, Option for getting to a specific word, and then being able to use just the cursor with the arrow keys to be able to swap those, you can kind of quickly create the fix that you need to do and continue on with your sentences. I know that was super involved and a little complicated, but with those keyboard shortcuts showing up on screen, and of course with a link in the show notes to kind of let you review this, it won't take very long before these are all just kind of muscle memory. In fact, I know how to do these keyboard shortcuts, but it was hard for me to remember what characters I was pressing and what keyboard buttons I was pressing to actually make it happen. So I had to review that support document in order to remember what each one did. Because for me, as I'm going along and I'm selecting text or I'm making changes, my fingers are just flying across the keyboard. I'm using those arrow keys. I'm moving to where I need to move. And it's all just happening on its own. So it gets a little complicated in that way in trying to remember what they are, which just tells me that this can become muscle memory for you as well. So once you give it a go and you sort of give it the old college try and keep working at it, very quickly it's going to become second nature for you, and it will speed things up as you are typing, particularly, again, if you are a touch typer. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Hands on Mac. It is always a pleasure to get to bring you some tips and tricks and try to help you make the most of your Apple devices. Of course, you can email me, Micah@twit.tv, if you have thoughts, suggestions, if you have a specific topic you hope for me to cover, all sorts of that kind of stuff. Then I'd love for you to send me an email there and let me know. And also, I'd love to hear if this is news to you, or if you've been using these keyboard shortcuts for forever and you're an old pro. I celebrate you as a fellow keyboard shortcut power user, because I think keyboard shortcuts are, they make all the difference when it comes to computing, and in particular with word processing. So I will catch you next week for another episode of Hands on Mac. And I thank you for joining me today and for being a member of Club Twit. Until next time, it is time to say goodbye. See ya.
Do you want to hear about the latest news happening in the tech world from the people who write the articles, sometimes from the people who are actually making the news? Well, we got a show for you here at twit.tv. It's called Tech News Weekly. Me, Jason Howell, and my co-host, Micah Sargent, we talk with some amazing people each and every Thursday on Tech News Weekly. And we share a little bit of our own insights in each of us bringing a story of the week. That's at twit.tv/TNW. Subscribe right now.